Morning, I am pleased to be with you today.
各位早晨，好開心喺度大家當中。
I will try to greet you appropriately. 新年快樂！
新年快樂啊！啱啱教佢喎。
I have a better greeting for the new year from you from the Apostle John.
有一個更好嘅祝福俾大家，係喺使徒約翰嗰度寫嘅。
In his third letter, verse 2, he says, Dear friend, I pray that you may enjoy good health and that all may go well with you, even as your soul is getting along well.
約翰三書第二節，約翰這樣說，親愛的兄弟啊，我願你凡事興盛，身體健壯，正如你的靈魂興盛一樣。
I bring you greetings from Reverend David Hearn, the new president of the Christian and Missionary Alliance in Canada.
代表我們的新會長 David Hearn 向大家問安。
I bring you greetings from the team in Asian Spice who we met with in Penang a couple of weeks ago.
也是我們在這個檳城，我們剛剛開過一個會議，我們在亞洲的事工團隊，代表他向你們問安。
I bring you greetings from leaders in the other regions of the world, Desert Sand, Caribbean Sun and Silk Road.
大家如果睇睇牆嗰度掛咗嘅咧，就係我哋加拿大宣道會派出去唔同地區嘅嗰啲宣教士，我都代表佢哋向大家問安。
I bring you greetings from the other region of the world, Canada, sea to sea。
我亦都話係加拿大，亦都有一個事工係由東岸到西岸嘅事工，都代表佢哋向大家問安。
Several weeks ago, the leaders from all around the world met together in Penang, Malaysia。
幾個禮拜之前咧，我哋全世界好多唔同嘅宣道會嘅領袖，我哋喺檳城，馬來西亞檳城嘅地方嚟到聚會。
The primary event was the Asian Spice Regional International Workers Meeting for a time of retreat。
最重要咧，其實係喺亞洲團隊嗰個嘅一個嘅退休會。
But the rest of us met together with them as well to do some strategic planning with the new president。
我哋喺世界唔同嘅領袖一齊相聚，同我哋會長一齊嚟到係商討我哋以後傳福音呢個嘅策略。
So it was a time of prayer, of worship, of preaching of the word, and of planning.
亦都係，所以整個聚會咧係一個嘅禱告，我哋學習神嘅説話，我哋同樣亦都係為將來嚟到去計劃。
And God's Spirit was there in a very special way.
而神嘅靈喺我哋當中嚟到特別與我哋同在。
Then my wife and I went from Penang up to Phnom Penh, Cambodia.
而我嘅太太Betty 咧嚇坐咗喺嗰度啊，同我一齊咧就去咗呢個金邊呢個柬埔寨嘅金邊。
We wanted to visit Cambodia and to meet our international workers there, as well as some other friends that we have there.
我亦都係想探望喺嗰度嘅宣教士同埋一啲嘅朋友。
And we arrived home last night.On the airplane last night.
我哋昨晚啱啱就落飛機。
So I told the first service, if I fall asleep in my message, you will understand.
所以咧，我同英文堂啊，先先嘅英文堂兄弟姊妹都講，我講講下瞓著覺咧，你明白點解啦。
When we were in Penang, we went to a McDonald's and they had pineapple turnover.
當我喺檳城嘅時候，我去當地一個麥當勞嘅餐廳，佢嗰度咧有呢個叫做菠蘿批。
It was very delicious, and we thought this is a good innovation in Asia to have pineapple turnover.
哇，真係啦！我以前都未見過嘅，點解亞洲嘅地方佢會有菠蘿批嘅咧
？But in Cambodia there are no McDonald's, so you could not buy pineapple turnover in Cambodia.
但柬埔寨嘅地方冇麥當勞，所以買唔到啦。
But we wanted to bring some pineapple turnover home for our children so they could have a taste.
所以我哋好希望咧，能够带啲嘅菠萝批翻嚟啊，俾我啲仔女，等佢哋试下点味道。
So we had a plan that when we got to Hong Kong, we would find the McDonald's in the airport and buy a pineapple turnover.
所以我哋有一个嘅大计，就系去到香港嘅机场嘅时候咧，睇下买唔买到呢啲菠萝批。
We only had 1.5 hours between the landing of our flight and the departure of our other flight.
我哋接驳飞机嘅时间只得个半钟头。
And so we had a plan.
我哋计划就系。
Betty went to the new gate, and I went to McDonald's.
咁咧，我太太咧就走去嗰個轉機個閘口，我咧就走去嗰個麥當勞。
In the Hong Kong airport, it's very long, right? And they have moving sidewalk.
咁咧，大家都知道啦，香港嘅機場原本有啲行人嘅嗰啲嘅梯噶啦，電梯咁嘅嘢噶啦。
I walked very fast, even on the moving sidewalk.
咁咧，就算喺嗰啲走緊嗰啲通道嗰度，我都繼續喺度跑。
I was passing people.
係咁過人嗰啲頭。
And I got to McDonald's.
終於去到麥當勞。
And I stood in line.
排隊。
I'm looking at my watch.
一路睇住個表，一路睇住個表。
Everyone is traveling in Hong Kong because of the New Year and so long lines.
因為咧農曆新年啊，好多人都去香港旅行，好長啊長龍。
I get to the front of the line.
終於我嚟到前邊啦。
I ask for pineapple turnover.
我問有冇蘋啊菠蘿批。
And she says I have apple turnover, not pineapple turnover.
佢話蘋果批就有菠蘿批，唔好意思冇。
And I thought I can get apple turnover.In Hamilton, I don't need.
我話咧，我喺呢度嘅 Hamilton 地方都有菠蘿蘋果批啦，唔使帶翻去。
So there's no pineapple turnovers in Hong Kong Airport.
喺香港冇嘅，冇菠蘿批。
So next time you travel to Hong Kong, go to the McDonald's and say, "I like pineapple turnover, please."
咁啦，下次你試下，你去到香港機場問下有冇菠蘿批。
If enough people ask for it, perhaps they will start to provide.
或者多人問咧，佢會整都未定。
And then the next time I am in Hong Kong, I will be able to
buy a...
My wife and I have visited the Hong Kong airport many times, but never visited Hong Kong yet.
咁咧，我同我太太咧嚟咗香港嘅機場好多次，但係未有機會去過香港。
We need to plan our trip better so that we actually visit Hong Kong and not just Hong Kong airport.
咁咧，我希望下一次咧，我哋安排好啲行程，不單去機場，能夠去到香港呢個地方。
Well, I'm glad to be with you today.
好開心能夠同大家一齊。
I have a question for you. How many Christians are here? If you are a Christian, can you?
首先問個問題，邊係基督徒嘅請舉手。
Oh, many, many. That's very good.
啊，舉咗好多隻手。
If you are not a Christian, I welcome you here as well.
如果你就算唔係基督徒，我都歡迎你喺我哋中間。
Now I have another question. How many disciples of Jesus are here? If you're a disciple, will you put up your hand, please?
有邊個認為自己係主嘅門徒嘅？請你舉手。
Okay, now it's a little. Many people also raise their hand, but some of you are wondering, am I Christian and a disciple?
有啲人咧就有啲猶豫啦，究竟我係咪基督徒又係門徒咧？咁。
But it was a trick question because.If you are a disciple of Jesus, you are a Christian. If you are a Christian, you are a disciple of Jesus.
其實咧，呢條問題咧係裝你哋彈弓嘅。其實咧，基督徒即係門徒，門徒即係基督徒。
The disciples of Jesus were first called Christians in the city of Antioch many years ago.
因為喺《使徒行傳》都記載啊，係喺安提柯呢個地方，門徒係首先被稱為基督徒。
And that name has stuck with us ever since. So we call ourselves Christians, followers of Jesus.
所以由嗰陣時開始咧，我哋叫自己基督徒啦。我哋話我哋跟隨耶穌基督。
But some of you may have been hesitant to call yourself a disciple because we have changed the meaning of the word disciple.
點解頭先有啲人有啲猶豫舉手咧？其實我哋係將呢個門徒呢個字嘅意思咧，其實係改咗啲嘅。
We think of a disciple as a special class of Christian.
我哋谂门徒系咪一啲好特别嘅基督徒咧
？We think of a disciple as someone who has been discipled。
我哋话系嗰啲门徒啊，系咪曾经经过门徒训练嘅人咧
？And we think of a discipleship as a specific kind of activity。
我哋咧就谂门徒训练系一啲特别嘅事工。
We think of a discipling relationship as a mature Christian meeting with an immature Christian。
我哋咧将门徒训练咧作为一个成熟嘅基督徒，佢点样咧系带领一个未成熟嘅基督徒
？And when they meet together, they often open the Bible together.
当佢哋一齐相聚嘅时候咧，佢哋会打开圣经。
They may have a special book, a study book to guide them as they study the Bible together.
可能有一本嘅习作簿，佢哋点样一齐学习圣经
？And they meet together to learn how to become a follower of Jesus.
佢一齐相聚学咩咧？就学点样成为一个跟随耶稣基督嘅人。
And that's a very important activity.
其實这个活动其实很重要。
But if that is our only view of what discipleship means, then we have a very small view of discipleship.
但如果我们认为门徒是这样的时候呢，或者我们看这件事呢，看得那个眼光比较狭窄。
And I'd like to talk to you about that today.
今天我就想大家讲讲这个的问题。
We read from the passage of scripture this morning, and your mission verse is from that passage that we read today.
我哋今日读嘅马太福音系第四章系第十八到到二十二节，同样咧都系挂咗喺大家呢度我哋嘅使命宣言。
We know that the last command of Jesus was to his disciples that they would make disciples.
我哋都知道耶穌基督最後嘅一個嘅使命俾佢哋，就叫嗰啲門徒出去，係訓練更多嘅門徒出嚟。
But we have often complicated that command by thinking that it must only be fulfilled through special discipleship types of programs.
但咧，我哋有陣時咧，將呢個使命咧複雜化咗啦。我哋以為一定要有一啲好特別嘅呢個門徒訓練嘅呢個嘅程序，我哋先能夠訓練到一啲嘅門徒出嚟。
But when we limit the process of making disciples to only formal meetings, then we have lost some of the energy in the term.
而當我哋將呢個門徒訓練成為一個好有系統嘅呢個嘅聚會嘅時候咧，我哋實在係唔見咗某啲嘅意思。
Because actually, Jesus' last command to make disciples is really simply a restatement of his first invitation, "Come follow me, and I will make you fishers of men."
喺大使命嗰度，耶穌基督吩咐就話：使人作嘅門徒，其實咧就同佢開始喺頭先大家讀過馬太福音嗰度就係話：來跟從我。
That command gives us the essential part of what it means to be a disciple.
其實嗰度咧，主要就話俾我哋聽，要做一個門徒係點嘅。
A disciple of Jesus is someone who follows Jesus and who helps others follow Jesus.
其實一個門徒咧，就話我哋跟隨耶穌基督，我哋亦都係幫助其他嘅人跟隨耶穌。
And note that those two things go hand in hand.
其實嗰兩樣嘢咧係並行嘅。
When Andrew and Simon left their nets to respond to the invitation of Jesus, it was a response to both things. They were willing to follow Jesus, and they were willing to become fishers of men.
当呢个安德烈同埋西门系嚟到话佢哋抌低晒所有嘅嘢跟从耶稣嘅时候，佢哋不单止跟从耶稣，亦都系想成为呢个得人嘅渔夫。
So the first aspect of being a disciple is to be a follower of Jesus.
所以第一點想同大家分享嘅就係話，我哋係成為門徒嘅話，我哋就要跟隨耶穌。
A disciple spends time with Jesus.
因為門徒咧，佢願意係花時間同主耶穌一齊。
A disciple learns from Jesus.
我哋喺耶穌嘅身上嚟到學習。
And if you spend time with Jesus, you are going to be changed because of that.
當你有時間同耶穌基督嚟到相聚嘅時候，你嘅生命得到改變。
And you will be changed in four specific ways that I would like to talk about this morning.
而喺點樣改變法咧？我有四方面想同大家講。
The first change that will happen if you spend time with Jesus, if you follow Jesus, is a change in your character.
第一方面就話，如果我哋花時間，我哋同耶穌基督一齊嘅時候，就係我哋嘅性情有著改變。
In Luke, Jesus said to his followers that everyone who is fully trained will be like his teacher.
路加福音嗰度话俾我哋听，耶稣基督话，当一个系受过充足训练嘅人咧，佢就好似佢嘅教师一样。
Whenever Jesus saw a person, he did not see him the way he was. He saw that person the way that person could become.
当耶稣基督见到一个人嘅时候咧，佢唔系睇见佢以前系点样，佢系睇见佢将来会变成点样。
So Jesus looked at the man named Simon and said, "I am going to call you Peter because you're going to be transformed."
而當耶穌見到呢個西門嘅時候，佢就話俾佢聽：你要被稱為彼得，你將來係會改變。
The Jewish man named Nicodemus who came to Jesus at night, was told that he would be born of the Spirit.
尼哥底母夜晚去見呢個耶穌基督嘅時候，耶穌話俾佢聽：你要從靈嗰度嚟到重生。
And the short man Zacchaeus who climbed up into a tree to see Jesus, when Jesus went to his house.Jesus said, "Salvation has come to your house because you're going to be changed."
而当呢个撒该爬上树，一个矮子撒该，佢系睇耶稣嘅时候，耶稣基督佢哋屋企，耶稣话俾佢听，你嘅生命会得着改变。
As a person spends time following Jesus, their character will be changed.
当个人系用时间嚟去跟随耶稣基督嘅时候，佢嘅性情就必定会改变。
A good description of the character of Jesus is the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience.That's the kind of person Jesus was.
耶稣基督俾我哋睇到圣灵所结嘅果子就系仁爱、喜乐、和平。
And the more time you spend with Jesus, the more you will be like that. The more you will experience love, joy, peace, patience, etc.
而当我哋花更多时间同耶稣基督一齐嘅时候，我哋嘅性情会改变啦。我哋有呢个仁爱、喜乐、和平。
So let me ask all of those of you who put up your hand and said you were a disciple of Jesus, have you noticed that happening? Have you noticed that you are changing?
而刚才举手话系耶稣基督门徒嘅，你有冇发觉你嘅生命有呢个改变呢？
Now you might say, Pastor Dave, I'm not so sure. I can still see lots of things wrong in the way I live.
你可能会同我讲，唔系，我睇见我嘅生命并唔系咁，似乎有好多嘅地方仲要改。
You say I do not have the same amount of joy that Jesus had.
我冇耶稣基督咁多嘅喜乐。
I do not have the same amount of love that Jesus had.
我亦都冇耶稣基督嘅爱。
I do not have the same amount of patience that Jesus had.
我更加冇耶稣基督咁嘅忍耐。
Especially when a big snowstorm came on Friday.
好似我哋星期五落咗大风雪。
And I say, well, welcome to the club.
欢迎大家来到我们这个好像会所的地方。
You are the same as the other disciples of Jesus.
其实我们跟其他门徒都一样。
We are not yet like Jesus completely.
我们不能够完全是像耶稣基督。
But we are moving in that direction.
但我们向着那个方向来到行。
We are becoming more and more like him.
我们是更像我们的耶稣基督。
For some of us, it will take a very long time.
有些人或者要花很多的时间。
This year I had my 60th birthday. You can tell from my non-pigmented hair.
今年咧，我应该系60岁啦，我头发冇染到噶。
And I have to admit, I am not yet like Jesus.
我要不得不承认，我仍然系未系完全似耶稣基督。
But I am moving in that direction.
但我向紧个方向嚟到行。
I am asking Jesus to change me.
我成日求耶稣基督嚟改变我。
I want to have a different character because I am a follower of Jesus.
我因为我是一个跟随耶稣基督的人，我祈求神给我一个不同的这个性情。
And Jesus changes us from the inside out.
耶稣基督怎么改变我们呢？是由我们的里面来到改变，而且外面能够看到。
He starts with the kind of person that we are inside.
由我们里面是一个怎样的人来到开始。
Now, there's a second transformation that happens when you follow Jesus.
当你跟随耶稣基督的时候，有第二点，你就会有这个改变。
Jesus wants to change your perspective or your worldview.
耶稣基督会改变我们这个世界观，我们对事物不同的看法。
This involves changing your mind about what is true and also changing your mind about what is important.
而改变我们看的就是究竟什么是真理呢？什么才是重要呢？
Most of the teaching of Jesus,whether in clear statements or in his parables, were designed to challenge his disciples to see the world in a new way.
耶稣基督不同的这个的教训，无论是他直接的教训，或者他用这个的预言，都是来到去挑战那些门徒，是用不同的方法来到改变他们的世界观。
So Jesus said things like, you have heard it said, but I say unto you.
所以耶稣基督常常都说，你听见有话说是怎样，但是我告诉你是这样。
Or he'd say, this is what the kingdom of God is like.
或者告诉他们，天国就是好像怎样。
Or he said things like, you cannot serve God and money at the same time.
或者也说，你不能够同时服侍神，也服侍马门。
And he said things like, what good is it for a man to gain the whole world but lose his soul?
也会跟我们说，当人若赚得全世界，他失去的生命又会怎样呢？
He was trying to get his disciples to understand truth and what is valuable.
他希望他的门徒能够明白什么是真理，什么是重要。
And when you believe new truth and new values, then you have a changed worldview.
当你有这个新的价值观，当你明白什么是真正的真理的时候，你的世界观将会改变。
Again, I ask you, those of you who are followers of Jesus, have you seen your worldview changed?
我问大家刚才有举手的作为门徒的，你这个世界观有没有改变呢？
Things that used to be important to you might not be as important anymore.
或者以前你觉得好紧要嘅嘢，而家一啲都唔重要。
Other things that were not important to you before might be very important to you now.
或者你以前认为唔重要嘅嘢，而家觉得系非常重要。
And again, I think you might say, "Well, Pastor Dave, I would like to have a worldview the same as Jesus' worldview, but not yet. I'm not there yet."
咁你或者会同我讲，你话我仍然都未得，我仍然好似耶稣基督咁样嚟睇呢个世界。
And that's okay, because again, we are still on the journey together, aren't we?
呢个唔紧要，因为我哋系向紧个方向行，我哋仍然系走紧呢条嘅路。
Perhaps when we get to heaven, we will see everything the way Jesus sees it.
或者当我哋去到天堂嘅时候，我哋真系好似能够似耶稣基督咁样嚟到睇唔同嘅事情。
In the meantime, we live with competing ideas about what is true.
喺現在，我哋有好多唔同嘅呢啲所謂真理，我哋要點樣分辨咧
？The world is always telling us different priorities than the priorities of Jesus。
我呢個世界話俾我哋聽，乜嘢係重要，咩要擺喺前頭，同耶穌基督所講嘅會唔同。
We spend our lifetime trying to look at our world through the eyes of Jesus instead of through the world's eyes.
我哋係應該係以耶穌基督嘅眼光嚟睇呢個世界，而唔係用呢個世界嘅價值觀嚟到衡量。
But if we allow Jesus as we follow him to change us, he will change our character and he will change our perspective, our worldview.
當我哋決定嚟到跟隨耶穌基督嘅時候，佢會改變我哋嘅性情，亦都係改變我哋對事物唔同嘅睇法，改變我哋世界觀。
But there's a third change that Jesus will make if we follow him.
第三個會改變嘅。
He will change our relationships.
佢會改變我哋同人嘅關係。
Those who follow Jesus begin to love other people and begin to serve other people.
如果跟隨耶穌基督嘅人，佢愛別人，亦都係服侍別人。
Jesus modeled for us a life, a lifestyle of love and of ministry.
耶穌基督俾我哋好嘅榜樣，我哋點樣愛，點樣嚟到服侍。
And the same will happen with us. Our relationships with other people begin to change as we follow Jesus.
而当我们跟随耶稣基督的时候，我们同别人的关系亦都会得到改变。
He will begin to give us a love for other people.
他会开始给我们对别人有这个爱心。
He will give us a love for people particularly who are most unlike us.
或者会给我们以前很不喜欢我们的人，我们都对他有爱心。
He will give us a love for people who are most vulnerable and who are most hurting in our world.
或者喺我哋嘅世界，好多人我哋觉得我哋唔想接触佢嘅，我哋都会去爱佢。
And those who follow Jesus will find that their relationships slowly over time are being changed.
而跟随耶稣基督嘅人，佢哋发觉我哋同别人嘅关系慢慢得到改变。
And then there is another way that following Jesus changes us.
仲有一样嘅嘢会改变到我哋嘅。
It's a change in the way we live, the way we behave.
我哋点样生活？我哋点样嘅行为系点样
？Because you have a different character when you follow Jesus.
当我哋跟随耶稣基督嘅时候，你性情有改变啦。
Because you have a different worldview, when you follow Jesus.
我哋跟随耶稣基督嘅时候，我哋世界观会改变啦。
You have a different set of priorities when you follow Jesus.
我哋咩嘅先后次序，我哋亦都会改啦。
It's only natural that you would begin to act in different ways than you used to act.
所以我哋嘅行事为人就会同以前唔同啦。
So Jesus told his disciples, for example, that they could seek the kingdom of God first.
所以耶稣基督话俾门徒听，佢哋先求神嘅国同埋神嘅义。
He told them that they could quit worrying.
叫佢哋唔好忧虑。
He told them that they could store up treasures for themselves in heaven.
佢哋系可以为呢个天堂嚟积聚财宝。
He even told them that they could turn the other cheek when someone attacked them.
而当别人打你一边嘅时候，你拧埋嗰边过去。
And over time, the disciples began to learn what it meant to live as a follower of Jesus.
而慢慢地，嗰啲门徒咧就知道跟随耶稣基督，佢哋应该点样生活。
They began to act differently than they did before.
所以佢哋嘅行为同以前唔同。
Now, it's not an accident that I have placed this transformation as number four instead of number one.
而点解我将呢个摆喺最后第四点，而唔系摆喺第一点呢？
I think that often we expect this transformation, the transformation of behavior, to happen first when someone becomes a follower of Jesus.
好多時當我哋話一個人佢係成為耶穌基督嘅跟隨者嘅時候，我哋會將佢嘅行為嘅改變擺在第一點。
And I think that it's our expectation that people will begin to act like us that sometimes becomes a barrier to them becoming.A Christian.
我哋会希望别人佢哋嘅行事为人同我哋一样，或者咁样反而成为别人成为一个基督徒嘅阻碍。
They look at us and they say, "Well, I could never become like that."
佢睇我哋嘅时候，佢会话：我永远都唔会好似你咁噶啦。
I could never be holy like that person.
我唔会好似嗰个人咁圣洁。
I don't have the willpower to quit smoking or to quit gambling or to.Begin to love other people. I couldn't do that. I could never be a Christian.
我冇咁嘅意志能力，我会唔食烟啦，我会唔赌钱啦，我根本系做唔到呢啲嘢，我永远都唔会成为基督徒啦。
And we need to remember that a change of behavior, a change of life living, comes after a change of character, after a change of perspective, after a change of relationship.
我哋唔好忘记，我哋行事为人嘅改变系因为我哋嘅性情改变，我哋对呢个世界观嘅改变，我哋同别人嘅关系有改变，先至会有行为嘅改变。
You see, Jesus changes us from the inside out, not from the outside in.
耶稣基督改变我哋系由内心系向外，而唔系喺外边我哋嘅行为而改我哋内心嘅。
And secondly, it is Jesus who changes us. We don't change ourselves.
而第二方面就话耶稣基督改变我哋，唔系我哋自己改变我哋自己。
It's after someone has followed Jesus for a long time that we would expect them to begin to act more like Jesus, not when they are first beginning.
我哋其实应该睇话一个人佢如果跟随咗耶稣基督好耐嘅时候，我哋睇佢行事为人有改变。其实咧，如果我哋相信希望佢一信耶稣就有即刻嘅行事为人改变咧，其实系唔对嘅。
So the first decision that someone must make is simply yes, I will move in that direction. I will follow Jesus.And then allow Jesus to change me.
所以第一个最重要的决定就是我愿意跟随耶稣基督，我愿意跟住嗰个方向嚟到行。
You see, when Andrew and Simon decided to leave their nets and follow Jesus, they probably did not fully recognize the implications of that decision.
当西门同安德烈决定话跟随耶稣基督嘅时候，或者佢哋未必真正明白佢哋成为耶稣基督跟随者嗰个嘅含义。
And that can probably be said of all of us, can't it?
或者我哋每個人都係咁樣。
After all, discipleship is a process, not a destination.
我哋門徒訓練係一個過程，而唔係我哋要去嘅嗰個目標。
Discipleship is a lifelong pursuit that impacts all of our life.
門徒訓練係一個我哋一生要過嘅呢個嘅過程，會改變我哋嘅生命。
I point out that growing as a disciple does not simply involve growing in the level of commitment that you have.
而我特別強調就話，我哋成為一個成長嘅呢個嘅門徒，並不代表我哋嘅委身有幾多。
There is a well-known church in the United States that talks about making fully devoted followers of Jesus Christ.
喺美國有一個好文明嘅教會，佢話點樣要有啲係非常之委身跟隨耶穌基督嘅人。
But I'd like to suggest that being a fully devoted follower is not the end product.
而我想同大家講，你成為一個完全委身嘅人，並非一個最後嘅結果。
Actually, being a fully devoted follower is actually the beginning of the process, not the end of the process.
而我想同大家講，你成為一個完全委身嘅人，其實係一個過程嘅開始，而唔係嗰個嘅結束。
Jesus said, if someone wants to follow him, that person must be willing to take up his cross daily.
耶穌基督同我哋講話，如果有人願意跟隨我，佢願意要背起佢嘅十字架，每天嚟到跟隨我。
And Simon and Andrew left their nets behind. This was their whole occupation, their whole way of living. They left that behind on the first day.
而西門同埋安德烈佢哋第一天決定跟隨耶穌基督嘅時候，已經將佢原本用嚟維生嗰個打魚嘅網已經掉低咗啦。
However, what they did change over time was learning the implications of the devotion that they had.
而當佢哋經過跟隨耶穌基督嘅過程嘅時候，佢哋就明白作為跟隨耶穌基督成為一個門徒嗰個含義係點樣。
Being a follower of Jesus takes a certain amount of devotion from the very beginning.
而我哋如果跟隨耶穌基督嘅話，我哋實在係需要一開始就有呢個某種程度嘅呢個嘅委身。
But it takes a lifetime to work out the implications of that devotion.
但係嗰個真正嘅含義係點咧？我哋係一生要學習嘅過程。
So there you have it. Followers of Jesus are transformed by Jesus in their character, their perspective, their relationships, and their lifestyle.
所以作為一個耶穌基督嘅跟隨者，我哋有四方面會變嘅，就係我哋嘅性情、我哋嘅世界觀、我哋同別人嘅關係，同埋我哋嘅行事為人點樣。
And you say, okay, if I can be transformed in those four ways, then good. I am a good disciple.
咁係咪話我改變曬嗰四方面，我一個好嘅門徒咧
？But You're only half of a disciple if those things are true of you.
但係其實嗰個只不過係一半。
Because Jesus invited his disciples not only to follow him, but to become fishers of men.
請大家留意嗰度寫住，同埋聖經都有最後一句就話，除咗話來跟從我，下半句就話我要叫你哋得人如得魚一樣。
A disciple is someone who not only follows Jesus, but who invites someone else to follow Jesus too.
作為一個耶穌基督嘅門徒，不單止佢自己跟隨耶穌基督，佢亦都係帶其他人嚟跟隨耶穌基督。
If you follow Jesus by yourself, you are not fully a disciple.
如果你淨係自己跟隨耶穌基督嘅話，你唔係一個完全嘅門徒。
Andrew was introduced to Jesus by John the Baptist. Andrew spent a day with Jesus, and then he went looking for Simon to tell him, "We have found the Messiah."
施洗約翰將呢個安德烈嚟到帶去見耶穌基督，安德烈同耶穌基督一齊有一天嘅時間，然後咧佢就帶咗呢個西門。
Jesus met Philip, who responded to the invitation to follow him, and then found Nathanael and invited him, "Come and see."
而咧腓力見到耶穌基督，腓力跟隨咗耶穌基督之後，佢哋邀請拿但業，佢話：你來看。
Matthew responded to the invitation to follow Jesus and soon after hosted a dinner for Jesus and his friends.
而馬太決定跟隨耶穌基督嘅時候，佢屋企咧就請曬佢啲朋友嚟佢屋企。
Each of these people instinctively seem to know that someone does not follow Jesus by themselves.
而佢哋每一個人咧，其實都明白我哋跟隨耶穌基督唔係靠自己嘅。
And I'd like to suggest that a missing element in the discipleship in most churches is the recognition that every disciple helps every other disciple to follow Jesus.
我希望大家你都留意，好多教會或者都忽略咗，就話每一個門徒其實係彼此嚟到幫助嚟到跟隨耶穌基督嘅。
Somehow we have assumed that it is the mature disciples who help the immature disciples to follow Jesus.
或者我哋以為一定係一個成熟嘅基督徒帶領一個唔係好成熟嘅基督徒。
I would like to suggest that even the immature disciples can help the mature disciples follow Jesus.
其實那個未成熟的基督徒同樣可以是影響那個成熟的基督徒來到跟隨耶穌的。
We learn from one another.
我們彼此來學習。
I think some of the confusion is because we have confused leadership models with discipleship models.
有些混亂就是我們將這個作為領袖的這個模式變成一個門徒的這個模式。
We think of the relationship between Barnabas and Saul or between Paul and Timothy as models of discipleship relationships.
我們可能認為這個巴拿巴和保羅或者提摩太和這個保羅是一個門徒的訓練的事工。
I would like to suggest that they are not models of discipleship development, but of leadership development.
但我想提議大家你留意嘅話，嗰個嘅關係其實係一個點樣建立呢個領袖，而唔係建立門徒。
My point is that ordinary, everyday disciples, not just super disciples, can make disciples.
我想話俾大家聽，其實每一天唔一定要一個所謂超級嘅門徒，先至能夠成為帶領別人嘅呢啲嘅門徒。
In fact, as a disciple, from day one, I have the responsibility and the opportunity to help others follow Jesus.
而當我哋成為門徒嘅第一天，我哋係需要有呢個責任，亦都有呢個機會，我哋將別人嚟到帶嚟跟隨耶穌嘅。
Also, those around me who are disciples are helping me to follow Jesus better too.
而在我們旁邊的不同的門徒也都幫助我怎樣更好來跟隨耶穌。
How does that happen?
怎樣會發生的這些事？
Well, I think a neglected insight into the discipleship process is found in the relationship that the disciples had to one another.
或者我們忘記了門徒彼此之間的關係這一點。
Think about it. The disciples not only followed Jesus, but they followed Jesus with one another.
我哋睇嗰啲門徒不單止係跟從耶穌，其實佢哋咧彼此亦都有呢個嘅互動嘅。
So I'd like to talk briefly about three things that we could learn from that part of the discipleship process.
我想同大家分享三點，就話呢個嘅門徒呢個訓練嘅過程係點嘅咧。
Principle number one, we need to travel with one another.
第一點就話我哋要大家一齊嚟到去同行。
Note that Andrew took Simon to Jesus.And that Philip took Nathanael to Jesus. They did not simply send them.
我哋睇到系安德烈点样带西门去见耶稣，而呢个腓力点样带拿但业去见耶稣，佢唔系就咁话叫佢哋去。
And note that the disciples traveled not only with Jesus but with one another.
而嗰啲门徒咧，不单系跟随耶稣，其实佢哋彼此一齐都系跟紧耶稣基督嘅。
And as they traveled with Jesus, you can imagine they spent hours, many hours together.
而佢同耶穌基督同行嘅時候，實在佢哋都花咗好多嘅時間彼此嚟到去相聚一齊。
They walked together.
佢哋一齊行啦。
They ate together.
一齊食嘢。
They went sailing together.
佢哋出海啦。
They watched Jesus together.
佢哋睇住耶穌基督啦。
They sat down on the hillside together.
佢哋坐喺呢個山邊啦。
They listened to the teaching of Jesus together.
他们一起来听耶稣基督的教导。
And of course they learn together.
他们一起来学习。
And note that they, I think they learn not only from Jesus, but they learn from one another.
所以我認為他們不單是跟耶穌基督學習，他們都彼此有這個學習。
How could they help but learn from one another?
他們究竟彼此學習學到什麼呢？
We all learn from the people that we spend time with.
其實我們花時間跟其他兄弟姊妹一起的時候，我們其實都能夠彼此學習的。
So the simple principle that I'd like to point out today is that disciples help one another follow Jesus when we travel through life together.
所以第一個原則想跟大家分享就是說，我們怎樣在我們生命這個旅程的時候跟其他的兄弟姊妹一起來到同行。
Now this means more than showing up in large church gatherings or even small group gatherings.
並不代表我們很大的聚會一起，我們在小組的聚會都一起。
Those gatherings are essential, and I encourage you to go to large church gatherings like this, and also to small group Bible study gatherings.
不單止我們是大家聚會一起，我們小組的查經我們都一起。
But I'd like to suggest that it might be the opportunities, the informal opportunities between those gatherings that are even more important than the gatherings.
或者在這些不同的大小的聚會之間，我們都有一個交往的，這個交往其實都很重要。
It's when disciples who are following Jesus walk through life together with other disciples that they are able to help one another develop transformed character, transformed perspective, transformed relationships, transformed lifestyles.
而其實當那些門徒啊，跟隨耶穌基督的時候，其實他們都彼此影響緊，他們的性情啦，他們的世界觀啦，他們的關係啦，他們的行事為人。
And please note that I'm not just talking about walking together with other Christians, although that is important.
我並不話單係同兄弟姊妹一齊嚟到去同行。
I am talking about walking through life together with non-Christians too.
同兄弟姊妹同行係重要，但同呢個非基督徒一起嚟到同行亦都係重要。
You cannot get other people to follow Jesus with you if you do not even know them.
我哋如果都唔識嗰個人，我哋點樣嚟到去話俾佢聽你跟隨耶穌咧
？When you say to them, "Come follow Jesus," they will not do that unless they trust you.
除非他們很信任你，你告訴他們，來到跟隨耶穌的話，你猜他信不信你呢？
So it's important that we spend time with one another, but if your only friends are followers of Jesus, then your circle of friendship is too small.
我們跟兄弟姊妹之間有這個交往是好的，但是如果我們單單是這樣的時候，我們的生活圈子是實在太小了。
So travel through life together, step one.
第一步就話我哋生命嘅旅程同行。
Step two，
第二步
，talk with one another。
我哋彼此度講嘢。
As you read the four Gospels, we get a glimpse of the conversations that the disciples had with one another。
當我哋睇呢四本福音書嘅時候，我哋睇到嗰啲門徒之間嘅互動。
We know that they argued with one another。
佢哋有時嗌交啦。
We know that they asked questions of one another。
佢哋彼此度問啲問題啦。
And we assume that they tried to answer one another's questions。
佢哋或者你答我嘅問題，我答你嘅問題啦。
You can almost hear them asking each other, "What did he mean by that?"
我哋其實都會好似好似聽到佢哋講，就話佢究竟咁講咩意思咧
？Or why did Jesus do that?
其實耶穌點解要咁做咧？
Or who is he that even the winds and the waves obey him?
啊，呢個係邊個啊？甚至呢個風和海浪，佢都聽佢嘅話。
Even their arguments, I think, were often their attempt to try to figure out to make sense of the teachings of Jesus.
佢哋其實通過啲唔同嘅爭論，其實就係想知道耶穌基督嘅教導究竟係點。
The principle that I think we can learn from this is that we help one another follow Jesus.When we talk to each other about how we are following Jesus,
我得到呢個原則就係話，我哋彼此嚟到交談嘅時候，我哋就會知道我哋跟隨耶穌基督究竟嘅過程係點。
When we talk to one another about the things that we are learning from the sermons that come to us, from the Bible studies that happen in the Sunday school, from the home Bible studies, when we talk to each other about that, we help each other follow Jesus.
當我哋交談嘅時候，我哋講嘅聽到嘅內容啦，或者喺小組查經嘅內容嘅時候啦，我哋其實彼此都係跟隨緊耶穌。
When we report to one another how God has answered prayer，
當我哋同大家嚟到講神點樣應允佢嘅禱告。
When we talk to each other about what we're learning from our personal reading of the Scripture，
當我哋同別人分享，當我自己讀聖經嘅時候，我學習到乜嘢咧
？All of these are ways that we help each other。Follow Jesus.
其實呢啲全部都係我哋帶別人嚟到跟隨耶穌基督嘅途徑。
Even when we talk about our questions, that can help other people as they struggle with those same questions.
當我們跟別人在說一些問題，我們不明白的時候，或者他都同樣有這樣的問題。
And there may be times when we challenge one another and say, are you sure that that's the right thing to do? Is that the right thing to do? Is it the wise thing to do? We challenge one another.
或者我們彼此有一個挑戰，就是認為這樣做是不是真的對呢？這樣做是不是真的有智慧呢？
And so,I'm suggesting that as we simply travel through life together and talk with one another, that God uses us to help other people follow Jesus.
当我们彼此来到在生命里头同行，当我们彼此来到交谈的时候，其实神就是用紧我们来带紧不同的人来到跟随耶稣基督。
And that can happen informally. It does not have to happen in a situation where you say, well, I'm the discipler and you're the disciplee.
大家不要將這個東西好像太過一個形式化，就是說我訓練著你這個的門徒。
Because the reality is we're all disciples. We're all trying to learn what it means to follow Jesus.
其實事實上我們每一個都是門徒，我們每一個都在學習怎樣跟隨耶穌基督。
And what I'm saying to you today is that we are also all disciplers.
其實我想跟大家說，就是我們其實每一個都在學習著做一個門徒。
And as we travel together and as we talk together,We help one another disciple and be discipled as we figure it out as we go through life together.
而我哋喺呢个生命嚟到同行嘅时候，我哋点样嚟到彼此交谈、彼此嚟到互动，实在系彼此嚟到建立紧成为一个嘅门徒。
And so that brings me to the third thing that we do together.
第三样我哋会一齐嘅。
We team up for ministry with one another.
我哋喺呢个事工里边彼此成为对工。
Jesus modeled servanthood through his ministry, and he taught his disciples to do the same.
耶稣基督告诉门徒听怎样以仆人的模式来对服侍。
Think of the simple task of distributing the bread and the fish to the 4,000 people.
当他们将这个饼和鱼分给4,000人的时候。
And then they work together to gather up all of the leftovers.
他们一起来到将所有剩下的栽好他。
Think of the disciples being sent out in pairs.Notice they went out together in pairs to preach repentance and to heal the sick.
而当我们说想起那些门徒怎样两个两个出去的时候传讲天国的福音，也都是医治有病的人。
Jesus simply assumed that his disciples would work together to advance the kingdom.
其实呢，耶稣基督是很期望的门徒是一起彼此同工来到扩展神的国度。
And I'd like to suggest that it was probably as they served togetherthat they most experienced the growth in character, in understanding truth, and in reorienting their values and their priorities.
其實呢，就通過呢個彼此同工嘅時候，佢哋覺得係邊啲係嘅真正嘅價值觀，邊啲係重要，其實係一路嚟到進行緊。
If you want an accelerated discipleship program, then I encourage you to join the short-term mission program that's going to Harbin in China in a few months. That will be a fast track discipleship program for you.
如果大家你话我想加速呢个门徒训练嘅过程，我知道大家程序表都夹咗呢张纸，就系哈尔滨嘅呢个短宣呢个嘅过程。如果大家参与，就会经历到呢个所谓加速嘅门徒嘅训练。
Because you will be doing ministry together.
因为我哋一齐嚟到去侍奉。
You see, the discipleship principle is that as we help one another in ministry, whether it be helping in Sunday school or in a worship team meeting or singing in the choir, as we do these things together, we help one another follow Jesus.
当我们在这个崇拜，无论你带领这个敬拜，或者我们在诗班，我们一起来到在这个事工上面有这个成长，有这个学习。
And when we work together to reach out into our community, and when we do it in the name of Jesus,And as an extension of the love of Jesus, we are changed. We become better disciples.
当我们去接触这个社区，我们奉耶稣基督的名出去，来接触未信的人的时候，其实我们都是成为更加好的耶稣基督的门徒。
So, here's my whole message in one paragraph.
或者我最后一个总结，今天要讲的。
I believe that churches should have a discipleship plan and a process that invites non-disciples to become disciples.
我认为每一间嘅教会都有整个嘅计划嚟到将系唔系门徒嘅人都成为一个嘅门徒。
I think the church should have a discipleship plan to help new disciples become oriented to their faith, and that facilitates all disciples to continue to be transformed.
我們都是需要將那些新進的兄弟姊妹，他們怎樣訓練他成為門徒，而即將現存的這些信徒成為這個門徒。
But what we really need
但我最需要的
is to see the unleashing of ordinary disciples
就是將我們所謂普通的門徒
who answer the invitation to follow Jesus and to help others follow Jesus, to follow Jesus and to become fishers of men.
就是回應耶穌基督這個呼召，就說跟從耶穌，亦都是帶領更多的人成為耶穌基督的跟隨者。
And when we do that in the power of the Holy Spirit,
當我們靠著聖靈的能力來做這些事情的時候，
every day,
每一天，
then we will fulfill the Great Commission.
我們就會完成耶穌基督給我們的大使命。
God bless you.
願神祝福你。